I'm going to have you sit right there in the first pew. I want to get close to you. I'm going to sit in this chair. Come on down. You're the next contestant in Amy Grace. Good to have you. You're all too young to know that story. Adults know what I mean. You know, what I want to share with you is a little bit of a tradition that comes true in my family. In the very, very first church that I served as pastor, I was associate pastor of a 3,200-member church for education. All ages. Birth to death. A lot of people. Well, you know, when I was in that role, one of the members of the church for just prior to Advent season gave me this book. It's called Follow the Star by Mayla Powers. And what she does is she tells all kinds of stories, one for every day in December, December 1st all the way through December 24th. Now, what we decided to do with my wife and I was we decided that very first Advent together to read a story a night and take turns. So one night I read the story, the next night she read the story. And we did that all the way until Christmas Eve. And the next year we switched it so that I would get to finish on Christmas Eve. And we did this until our first child was born. And know what we did then? Is we took turns reading to our child. We read to Aaron. And then 22 months later, when our next daughter was born, then we continued to read it to them. Usually cuddled in our arms or sitting next to us, we would sit by the Christmas tree in the Advent read, and we would read a story from this book. And then when the girls got to the point where they could read, guess what they did?
They read to us.
That was really a lot of fun. Because then we were hearing the stories from their voices. And it was delightful to have them read. And we helped them early on, but then they were really good at it. And then as they got older, then we just kind of, every four nights, you got to read. Because we'd read, they'd read, we'd read, they'd read, right? All the way up every year. Now, what do you think happened when they went off to college and they weren't home? What did we do? We started reading just to each other. And still to this day, I don't know how many years that goes, 35 years later, we are still reading the stories each night to each other. I wanted to share one of those stories with you. And it's the first story, which is a story which is after the title, Follow the Star. Now, one of the tough things about this book is I'm going to show you the pictures, but because there's a fair amount of words, I did not memorize it. All right? So I'm going to show this to you, and you can kind of see robins and candles, right, and stars and flowers. And throughout this book, different parts of that are lifted up in stories. This particular one is about a star, a very, very small star in the heavens. All right? And I'm going to occasionally turn it back to you so you can see pictures. But I'm going to share the story with you, okay? You good on that? Here's how it goes. Once, high in the heavens, there was a little gold star that could not move. Couldn't move. It didn't shine very brightly, but the light of the star was soft and warm and gentle like the heart of the angel who lived within it. Nearby were stars whose brilliant lights were strong and radiant. They moved in great circles and dazzling cartwheels across the heavens. But it didn't matter to the angel who lived in the little gold star that it was fixed in the heavens. It could not move. For it could always gaze at the most wondrous sights. It beheld the mighty heavenly deeds of the Lord. One day, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit called for a great conference in the heavens, and all the heavenly hosts, including the star angels, were gathered. The wondrous seraphim and cherubim and the mighty thrones. The archangel Michael stood tall and proud. And the angels Gabriel and Raphael had a special rule about them if they already knew the wonderful news that God the Father was about to tell. Then God the Father spoke. The time has come for my son to be born as a man upon the earth. God then showed a great vision to all the heavenly hosts. They saw the birth of who? Baby Jesus. They watched him grow into manhood and perform his miracles. They saw ahead for thousands of years as human beings chose to be aware that the Christ had been born to each of them as well as on a stable so long ago on earth. And as they watched the vision, the voices of the heavenly host rang out in a great chorus of praise. The little gold star angel was so filled with this vision that it hardly heard God say what was now needed was a star, a special star, which men on earth and women could follow to the birthplace of the Christ child. Which of you will shine as this special star? Asked God the Father. And everybody said, I will, cried the heavenly host. But for each one, God had another mission. You, Gabriel, will you appear to a maiden named Mary and tell that unto her the Son of God is to be born as a man upon the earth? And you, Raphael, will you appear with the heavenly host to the shepherds on the hills of Bethlehem on the night of their Savior's birth? All were reminded of their potential appointed tasks until only a few star angels remained, each hoping to be the one selected. Now here comes the real part of the story. Now the little star angel had never spoken one word, for it was still lost in the wonder of all that had taken place. Why are you silent, little star angel, God said, although he already knew the answer. Would you not like to lead people to my son? Can you imagine being asked by God, will you be the one that shows people where Jesus is born? What a great honor that is. What a great privilege. And the little star angel was just so taken aback because they didn't know it would be them. Oh yes, Father God, I would like to be that star more than anything in heaven or on earth. But my light is so small and I'm a fixed star. I can't move. How can I lead people to the Lord? Your light is full of love, little gold star. This is more important than anything. Then all the heavenly hosts agreed and together cried, we shall help. We shall carry you on our great wings. Imagine that. This little gold star getting the job of helping people find baby Jesus in Bethlehem. Helped with all the other stars to work its way across the heavens until they get to the place where Jesus was born. And so the long journey began. The little gold star was carried and helped by all the heavenly hosts, and its light grew brighter and more brilliant. See, it's getting brighter and brighter. More brilliant and more radiant as it neared the earth. The wise men of the east saw the star and followed it to where the Christ child lay. And many others followed the light of the little gold star and found the Christ where he lived upon the earth. When that magic time was past and the other light of the star was no longer needed, the angel who lived in the little gold star then went to dwell as an inner light with the Christ it loved and served so well in that sacred place within each one of us. Imagine that. The love of that gold star is so bright and so brilliant and so plentiful that it can literally live inside of us. And we can feel the warmth of God's love for us. If we choose to look into the quiet of our own hearts, we will see its light and we'll hear its voice saying, follow your star. Within you until you build a manger in your own heart where the Christ child shall be born again each year. Follow the star. Follow your star. I want you this season, at night, when you look outside and you see a star, to see if you can imagine which one of those is the little gold star, the one that led the wise men all the way to the place where Jesus was born. And isn't it amazing, as little as we are, is the one that was chosen to share that good news. The good news that God loves you, and God loves me, and God loves rests inside us. Follow the star. Follow your star. Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for the gift of that little gold star so long ago, and the good news of your Son, our Savior, being born in Bethlehem. Truly bless us this season as we prepare our hearts and our homes for its coming. For this we pray in Jesus' name, and let the children say, Amen.